Mayfair, London, October 1987. A caller who wakes you in the small, dark, silent hours is unlikely to be the bringer of good news. When the buzzer sounded a second time, I reluctantly climbed out of bed. I was at home alone. My wife was at her parents' with our children. "Kaczynski?" "No," I said. The overhead light of the hallway shone down upon a thin, haggard man in a short waterproof flight jacket and a navy blue knitted hat. In one hand, he was carrying a cheap briefcase of the sort that every office worker in Eastern Europe flaunts as a status symbol. The front of his denim shirt was bloody, and so was his stubbly face and the outstretched hand in which he held the key to my apartment. "No," I said again. "Please, help me," he said. I guessed his command of English was limited. I couldn't place the accent, but his voice was muffled and distorted by the loss of some teeth. That he'd been badly hurt was evident from his hunched posture and the expression on his face. I opened the door. As he tottered in, he rested his weight against me, as if he'd expended every last atom of energy in getting to the doorbell and pressing it.